Discount broker Charles Schwab has begun running a new television commercial that pokes fun at the firm's Wall Street rivals. The commercial shows a Wall Street sales manager urging his brokers to push a company's stock, even though he admits the company is not very attractive.
Tell your customers it's red hot. This one is en fuego. Just don't mention the fundamentals. They stink. Well, let's put some lipstick on this pig. Get to work, people.
There's never been a better time for Charles Schwab.
Schwab is trying to capitalize on the conflict of interest scandal that's shaken confidence in major Wall Street firms. CBS Television is refusing to run the ad. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The new ad is part of a marketing push by Charles Schwab to lure customers away from the big Wall Street brokers. The campaign suggests since Schwab doesn't have an investment banking arm and doesn't pay its brokers on commission, its stock recommendations are more objective than those from firms like Merrill Lynch or Solomon Smith Barney. CBS is running some of the other commercials in the campaign, but Executive Vice President Martin Franks complains this spot went too far.
We thought that it painted with an overly broad brush. A little like saying that all politicians are crooks. It was a suggestion that anyone working for a commission brokerage house is somehow dishonest, and that just didn't seem to us to be fair or true.
But to Wall Street's critics, the Schwab ads are right on target. While they don't mention any firms by name, the sales manager's call to promote a stock, even though its fundamentals stink, sounds suspiciously like emails uncovered by the New York Attorney General in his investigation of Merrill Lynch. Last month, Merrill Lynch agreed to pay $100 million to settle charges that its analyst had promoted stock in troubled companies in order to win those companies' investment banking business. Other Wall Street firms are now under investigation. Some experienced investors, like Bambi Werner, have long since given up on Wall Street recommendations in favor of independent stock research. Werner gets her reports from ValueLine, an independent company whose analysts track some 1,700 stocks.
That is a gift that my husband gave to me as an anniversary present. I'm probably the only woman in the world that is very happy having ValueLine subscription for an anniversary present.
Werner belongs to an investment club. She and other investors have gathered before their monthly meeting at a Mexican restaurant in San Diego. A well-thumbed copy of ValueLine's weekly report sits on their table alongside chips and salsa. A year's subscription to the report costs nearly $600. But to Jerry Stember, a retired aerospace worker, it's worth it.
Well, I've been subscribing to ValueLine for, better part of 10 years, I guess. And I like the idea that their analysts are paid by ValueLine and they don't have any other axe to grind.
The negative publicity generated by regulators' investigation of Wall Street analysts has only helped ValueLine's business. Subscriptions are up 18% from a year ago. And more independent sources are springing up to meet the growing demand. A nascent group is forming called the Investor Side Research Association to certify independent stock analysts. Organizer Scott Cleland left the brokerage business 2 years ago to found his own research firm, the Precursor Group.
There is a market for trustworthy research. So we said that we would do no investment banking, we'd do no money management or proprietary trading, and none of our analysts would be able to own individual stocks because we felt that we should be working solely for investor interests and not either company interests or our own.
Cleland's company works for big institutional investors, but a growing number of independent analysts are offering their research to individuals at prices as low as $10 per stock. Cleland believes many shareholders will be willing to pay for an unbiased alternative to Wall Street's free advice.
You know the old adage, you get what you pay for. If it's free, it may not be very valuable.
Independence doesn't guarantee success. But research from the InvestStars company, which ranks stock analysts, suggests it may help. InvestStars compared the portfolios recommended by various research firms over the last year, and six of its top seven performers were independent. Merrill Lynch weighed in at number 9. Comparing performance over a longer period is difficult because there's less data from the independent firms, but since the independents are judged only on the quality of their research, they have no motivation, like the fictional sales manager in the Charles Schwab ad, to put lipstick on a pig. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.